Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. The Gillette Community College Board of Trustees last week reviewed the cost of establishing the new independent district, which will include returning sports programs to the college. The preliminary $16 million budget also introduces volleyball to the college's athletic program. Sports, with the exception of rodeo, were dropped from the school in June of 2020, and that was one of the driving factors of the formation of the new independent college district. A budget hearing is scheduled for June 14th, which will lead up to the district board's regular meeting where the budget may be approved. Job growth in Campbell County saw some gains in the fourth quarter of last year, largely thanks to support activities in the mining industry, compared to the fourth quarter of 2020, showing a 49% increase. The county isn't back to pre-pandemic levels, with 2,000 fewer employed in 2021 than 2019. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.
Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. After deliberating for over 7 hours, the jury in the child abuse trial of Tyler Martinson found that he recklessly but not intentionally inflicted harm on the child. The 6 out of 10 counts he was found guilty of included the 5 acute rib fractures as well as a right femur fracture. A sentencing hearing has not yet been set and could take as long as 2.5 months, while a pre-sentencing investigation is underway. The judge in the case will allow Martinson to remain on his own recognizance until sentencing. Gillette resident Irene Gakwa's boyfriend is now considered a person of interest in her disappearance, according to local police. GPD has gotten numerous tips and has digital evidence that has produced some leads. Investigators have declined to identify the boyfriend, who's been uncooperative with the inquiry into her disappearance. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.